Well, it's time now for a look at the business news with Charles Pellegrin. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Karis.
You're starting with a look at the US President's, Donald Trump's, annual fiscal disclosure report.
Now, this is a mandatory report issued by the Office of Government Ethics and relates to earnings from last year, and it's a whopper. 927 pages of documents. As a point of comparison, Joe Biden's financial report for his last year in office was 11 pages long. This really underlines the many different ways in which the president earns his money. Among his revenue streams are the proceeds from his global real estate empire of global golf resorts and hotels, as well as licensing revenue on the Trump brand, for instance, over $4.5 million on watches. But by far the biggest revenue driver was Donald Trump's venture into the crypto sector, totaling over $1 billion for 2025. This comes in two different ways, $635 million in royalties linked to an official Trump meme coin, which was launched days before he took office. As a reference, a meme coin is a cryptocurrency inspired by an internet meme or trend. So the underlying definition there is that it has no inherent value and they are sort of highly volatile. And $500 million in asset sales from World Liberty Financial. That's a crypto firm founded by his sons and the children of his special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Also, one last point, Trump also personally made over $86 million from the settlements that have come from his various legal fights, for instance, with Meta, Disney, or Paramount.
And Charles, all of this is bringing in accusations of conflicts of interest.
Whether it's people paying for memberships to his exclusive golf resorts in order to curry his favor, or him publicly discussing companies in which he holds stocks, there are so many ways in which Donald Trump's business empire stands to profit from his position as president. Many watchdog groups and media outlets have brought these conflicts to light, but for the White House's spokeswoman, there is no such thing, and quote, all actions taken by Trump are taken in the best interest of the American people. It's worked out in his interest, too. The revenues listed this year far outpaced the $600 million in income he'd reported the previous year.
All right, so what about crypto specifically?
Well, Trump famously once called the Bitcoin currency, cryptocurrency, a scam and a disaster waiting to happen. But he has really softened his stance since coming back to power, and since his sons created their crypto firm, World Liberty Financial, and started releasing their own tokens. Last July, he signed the Genius Act into law, which aimed to make the U.S. the, quote, undisputed leader in digital assets and provided a regulatory framework that was friendly to the crypto industry. Holders of Trump's crypto assets, though, haven't fared as well as he has. The people who bought his digital coin when he launched it a couple of days before his inauguration, with promises of exclusive dinner invites at the White House, saw the value of their assets surge and then crash in just a few days. At their height, worth $45 a coin, now just over $1.50.
All right, moving on to some other news regarding U.S. AI company Anthropic.
Well, its advanced AI models Fable and Mythos are coming back online. The U.S. Commerce Department has lifted export controls on them less than 3 weeks after the company was ordered to suspend access to them over national security risks. Washington has stepped up oversight of new model releases to identify potential threats amid concerns that advanced AI models could be misused by military intelligence in China, Russia, or other countries of concern. Peter O'Brien reports.
After banning their tech and calling them left-wing nut jobs, Donald Trump seems to have changed his mind on Anthropic. His administration has now lifted its restrictions on the latest technology from the artificial intelligence company.
Anthropic has agreed to proactively detect and address security risks associated with the models, to work diligently with the U.S. government on protocols and standards and releases for Mythos, Fable, and future models.
Anthropic's AI models Mythos and Fable were blocked worldwide on the 12th of June after Washington banned them from being exported on national security grounds. The administration and Anthropic have been at loggerheads since the American raid on Venezuela in January, when a spat erupted around the use of its tools by the military. Washington wants to be able to use American AI tech however it wants, but Anthropic says it won't allow its models to be used for lethal autonomous weapons or domestic surveillance. In recent weeks, though, the rhetoric has softened.
Do you view Anthropic and to a degree its CEO, Dario Amodei, as a threat to national security?
Well, not now, but a week ago, maybe. Seems like a nice guy, smart guy.
Fable is available to the general public, but Mythos is only for select clients in cybersecurity and government. It's the company's most powerful AI model yet, exceptionally good at finding weaknesses in software, which makes it strategically important to the US.
All right, Charles, thank you very much for that business update.